This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back. It's hour number two today as we continue to move forward here, getting set at 1 o'clock for Pony and Page. It's the Panther pregame show. They take on Georgia Tech, but I think a bigger game is Duquesne and St. Bonaventure on the campus of RMU. Keith Dambrodden's team, 7-3, doing well. What a season it's been for them, considering all the preceding seasons that have been just terrible in the history of Duquesne basketball. He's made a difference. We'll see if they can get a win today against an equally good team in St. Bonaventure. In the meantime, we're talking a lot of hockey here at 412-928-9370. And a lot of interesting topics concerning the Penguins about goaltending, who you think may end up being the guy who starts in the playoffs. My take is always going to be you need depth. I wouldn't trade any of them. I wouldn't worry about future contracts. I wouldn't worry about restricted status. I would worry about who's hot and depth. That's important to me. Then the question is, what will they trade if they go out and target somebody who they really want? What do they have to offer? Well, there are a lot of different things you can. There are guys on the roster, but I dare say there are kind of limited options there. I don't know who you want to give up on your current roster. Defensemen, you know, people have called in today and talk about Letang. I wouldn't do that at all. Schultz, maybe, but it would depend on the health. I have to know the health of Dumoulin and Marino moving forward into the playoffs. I have to know that. Could be that it's a small deal. Could be that Jim Rutherford says, I'm just going to give you a Mark Streit and you're going to like it. Somebody who can contribute as a veteran level. Who knows? 412-928-9370 is the number. Thank you to our sponsors, Allegheny Health Network, Health for All. PNC Bank, make today the day. Number one Cochran, go one better. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. Follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Gus is in Beaver. Hey, Gus, what's up?
Thanks for talking hockey ball. We know it's a great day for hockey. And I want to give a special shout-out to Mike Lang. I hope he's feeling well. And I want to congratulate Pony. I've been listening to him this week on the 10 to 2 show. He's doing a really good job. I wish him luck with that. Bob, we got a balancing act to do here because we've seen in the past when you make trades, sometimes they don't work. And I see very, very special chemistry on this team. And that's something I'm sure that Mike Sullivan and Jim Rutherford got a pretty good handle on this team. But you got to be careful when you make changes in the lineup to disrupt what's going on. It's really a good thing what's going on. And I can't believe what John Tortorella is doing at Columbus. I thought that team was going to be in total disarray this year with all the defections they had, the injuries, and all the new guys. But they are really playing terrific hockey.
But it starts with that goaltender. And like I said, he's been great. But also, you know, they did not bring back Panarin. They did not bring back Dzingels. They did not bring back a lot of players who I thought they were going to try to, you know, that they acquired at the trade deadline. And they just let them all go. And I thought, okay, well, what does that mean? They must either believe in talent they have in their system or they're just going to kick the can down the road for a year. But that's not been the case. So.
Right. And all I can say is I can't wait for the playoffs to start. I don't want to wish any of my life away. And I'm really enjoying this regular season here. But it's going to be a very special thing. I saw a special the other day. They're calling that maybe 20 teams could possibly win a Stanley Cup this year. That's how much parity there is in hockey. And I think that's going to complicate the trade deadline, too, because there's so many teams that are right on the cusp there doing something.
That's a great point, Gus. I agree with that. There are too many teams that want what Jim Rutherford wants. which means the price will have to go higher. And that's why I don't know what they have exactly and what they'd be willing to give up exactly, because it may take more than the number one pick to get what you want.
There you go. All right, good talking with you.
Thanks,
have a
Gus.
Good one.
Do the same.
Take care.
All right. Penn's retweets on Twitter says, can the Penguins afford both goalies next year? If not, why not trade one now while they have value? Goalies are a dime a dozen. How about bringing Gudbranson back? Cheap encounter Wilson and Blue Jackets physicality. Well, first of all, they're not going to do that as far as Gudbranson. If you're suggesting they need someone big like that, fine. It won't be him, but it could be somebody like him. That won't cost you a lot. But when it comes to both goalies, both are restricted. So you're not going to lose them unless somebody offers them something and then you fail to match it. You'll get a lot of compensation for it. I'm not sure exactly if that rule has changed, but I don't think you're in a position of worrying about that right now. I think you want to win first, worry about that next. And this decision about who they sign or don't sign doesn't have to be done until later. So at some point, it doesn't hurt to try to win, and if you don't get much in return for somebody, then so be it. That seems to be always something that people aren't willing to deal with. You don't always have to get a prospect or somebody else just because a guy's contract is expiring. If he can help you win now, you try to take your shot with that and you move on. I think that's the baseball philosophy. Everyone's looking to acquire prospects. They want prospects. We can't let him go for nothing. We need somebody. We got to get something. We got to get 16-year-olds, 19-year-olds. And see, this is the thing with me. I'm going to kick this into a Pirate talk real quick. One of my things about the Pirates is I'm not a big fan of giving up on seasons. I'm just not. 2020, I've heard Ben Cherington say that he believes that Polanco's on the right path back to being full go, to use his word, at the start of training camp. Spring training starts this coming week. So if he's full gone, if he can be in the lineup, why would I trade Starling Marte? If I believe I could potentially compete this year, and here's my logic then. You would have Reynolds, and by and large, so you should understand, too, Marte has 2 years left. You could trade him at the end of this year, next year's trade deadline if you wanted to. Reynolds, Marte, Polanco, Bell. Those are four pretty legitimate hitters that you could have in your lineup. Moran was okay. They can maybe do better with Ke'Bryan Hayes. My point was, if you wanted to make a case that you could be competitive this year, you could have done that with those people and add, but you got to go out and spend to the pitching staff. That's something they weren't willing to do. This whole idea that we can just wait and target another year, and they haven't done that, but I'm suggesting that they're probably doing that, and it's not this year. It may not be next year, maybe 2022. I don't like that. I mean, I'm trying to look at this year to year. You should try to win every year if you can, and if there are things that you can do to try to help that situation, then help it. That's my only take with them. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Penguins in Florida tonight. As I said, that's a game that's going to be tough for them just because Florida has a lot of talent. They're getting Barkov back tonight. He's been out for 3 games, I believe. They have a good young team. Trocheck's been outstanding, one of the leaders down there, a kid from this area, and a really nice kid. I like him. I'm glad he's having success. But their goaltending needs to be better, a lot of teams. And again, this whole notion, like Penn's retweets tweeted and some others about trading a goaltender because they're both at the end of contracts or both become restricted free agents, I don't agree with the logic that goalies are a dime a dozen. I do think you can get a veteran backup, but I don't think you can get an elite or somebody who could be my elite guy. I have two of them here if I'm Jim Rutherford, and I'm not going to give them up that easily. If I look through the rest of the NHL, you'll find that teams generally have one that they can rely on. But you'd be really lucky if you can have two. And to me, you're going to always start there when it comes to winning Stanley Cups. It has to be goaltending. It has to be good goaltending. And you have to afford an opportunity for an injury here and there. And if you do have an injury, you don't want to just throw in anyone. Now, the Penguins were fortunate that Jeff Zatkoff came up and played well in the Ranger series, the very first of those two back-to-back Cups. They were forced to go that deep into it. And I don't think many people thought at the time they would ever need him. That's how important I think it is for a team to have depth and goal. You got to have it. A lot of teams don't have it. I'm not willing to give them something. But to Gus's point, which I think is a good point, this is going to be a really crazy trade deadline in the fact that there are a lot of teams competing here. If you look at the standings, I mean, all these teams need help. And if they need help, that means they're going to be looking for the same thing you're going to be looking at. And you know, currently, teams that are on the outside looking in, for example, the Philadelphia Flyers are tied with Carolina. They're both for the second wild card. Right behind them are the Panthers, 1 point behind. Then the Canadiens are still in the hunt. Okay, that will complicate things. If you look at the other division there, you'll see that these teams are all just jumbled up there. And if they go on any sort of streak, they can jump into it. So they're all going to want something. They may not be willing to give you anything. The givers down there are the Detroit Red Wings, the Ottawa Senators, the New Jersey Devils, and perhaps the Buffalo Sabres. Those teams are out of it pretty much. And so therefore, they may be willing to trade for the future to give you something now. But all those teams that are in contention are going to be looking at those teams and saying, what do I want? That's why I brought up Anthony Seau. I like that kid. I think I would take him if I can get the right, you know, deal in place for him. Minnesota is a team that's interesting because that's the team likely that I think the Penguins may be dealing with. But the problem with them is where they are in the standings because they have 58 points right now. And Billy Guerin is in a position where he's trying to not only satisfy the people now, but he's trying to, you know, build something. But they're only 2 points out of the second wild card. So would they be willing to give up Zucker, knowing that he's a big part of what they do? And if the Penguins want him, how much would it take to get him, knowing that they're still right there in contention for a wild card spot? Nashville is 1 point behind. Winnipeg, 1 point behind. Minnesota, Chicago, they're all there right behind Arizona and Calgary. So, to Gus's point, I think it's a good point. I think there are too many teams that are going to be vying for the same people, and there are only so many people out there. So, therefore, it's going to take probably a little bit more to get what you want. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to remind you about one of Pittsburgh's biggest food and drink tasting events in the region. It's called Eat Drink Pittsburgh, presented by Heffron Tillotson, Thursday, February 20th, 6 to 9 Rivers Casino, featuring Sauced, a cooking competition between all four of the stations here at Entercom, taking place on the Del Grosso Foods cooking stage. You got beer, wine, liquor samples from all over Pittsburgh and beyond. The Pittsburgh Brewing photo booth will be operational. Visit 937thefan.com now for all the details and ticket information. Gambling problems, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we have a lot to get into. Please call. Do you watch the XFL? Will you watch the XFL? Last time they were doing, I think it was 2001, it only lasted 1 year. The American Alliance of Football lasted not even a year. What makes this different? Will you watch? Let me know at 412-928-9370. All right, we're back with more. Sun is shining, glistening off the snow that has fallen. Depending on where you are, you received anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. And it was about time. We need some snowfall. More atmospheric than anything else. Came in a bad time, though, for the rush hour, but at least it's here. 412-928-9370 is the number. Got a lot of calls here, so let's get right to them. And we'll start with Pittsburgh Phil on line 3. Hello, Pittsburgh Phil. How are you?
I know when I'm making a mocha.
Phil.
With the ribbon crunch.
Phil, what are you making?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream. You're making an order,
okay.
Phil.
Oh, yeah, no,
Phil, give me a double shot espresso. Phil!
Hey. Yes, how are you? How are you?
Where are you, in a drive-thru?
No, I'm in Starbucks. I'm sorry.
Phil.
What I wanted to say is I think Billy Guerin's going to be the guy that deals with us because of it. You know, he's going to take a little risk right now. I know he wants to keep everybody happy, but I think they're most likely to deal with the Penguins right now because the Penguins are a world championship team in the past. You know, he has to take a little shot, and whatever's in place for them, I think they can make the move, you know, for the Penguins. They look the most appetizing anyways with the guy you mentioned. What's his name? Zucker,
yeah. Well, but, I mean, they're 1 point out of a playoff spot, the second wild card.
Two points.
All right, whatever. They're right there, and they have a lot of hockey left. You know, I don't think they'd be trading for someone to help them now. They'd be trading for someone that could help them in the future, probably. So would he be willing to do that? Zucker's not
That's
a free agent.
Saying.
You know, he's still signed. So
yeah, no, I understand that, but I'm saying that's a guy right there that I think would take a little bit of a risk. Being, you know, I mean, you're going to even have to make a move for the future, or you're going to have to stay pat. There's like six or seven teams, like a point away from wild card, five or six teams.
That'll make it more interesting to deal. There's no question about that, Phil. Thanks very much. I hope you have a good double latte there. Whatever. Drive one by for me. I'm telling you, it's I live on coffee. All right, back to the lines we go. Greg in Youngstown joins us right now on line two. Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's going on? That last call was horrible. I would have hung up on him right off the bat.
Hey, well, I don't mind. You know, I mean, some people do take their phone and they have, you know, they're waiting. And he was waiting for like 25 minutes, so he probably had no intention of ordering his Starbucks drink while he was on the air. But it just happened that
bad
way.
Bad call. Hey, about the XFL, it's going to fail, number one. What they should have done was taken the Canadian Football League, revamped it, added some teams in the States, like eight teams, went back to NFL rules, started this time of year, it would have succeeded. First off, the XFL, the name failed, but 15 years ago, 19 years ago. So right off the bat, you got a failed league. And then the rules are stupid. 10 points for an extra point, one or five or 10. That's just stupid. I mean, it's going to fail. That's my opinion.
Greg, what do you like? Because you always seem to hate everything when you call here.
Because it's a stupid league. It's not good. Things that grow in life, music and media and sports, grows organically. You can't force things, like try to make them big right off the bat. It never works. Never does. So if they're going to start a league, why don't you start it slow? Put a team in Columbus around
this
area.
I would think this is slow because it's only like now until April 25th. It's essentially 2 months, and all they're going to do is try to get through what is a kind of a lapsed time. There's not a lot of stuff going on right now, February, March.
I just don't think it's going to work.
Well, you could be right. The last time I saw them, they did bring some interesting technological advances to their game. The Skycam was one of them. The NFL then adopted that. I think they're ready just to test it. I don't think you'll see them, you know, all of a sudden bankrupt and get out of business halfway through their season, just like the AAF did. But I'm anxious to see just what kind of quality they have. The last time out of this, Tommy Maddox, who played in that league, ended up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. There could be a couple of people that gravitate to the NFL. We saw that with the AAF, too. I guess most notably Cam Kelly, although he just got arrested. But point is, they're doing it because they believe it could be profitable for a couple of months during a down period in sports, February and March. Yes, you have.
Yeah, I mean, Vince McMahon has a lot of money. He's an egomaniac, number one. So this guy, he doesn't look on a small, like, plane. You know what I mean? He looks at something to be big. And I just don't, he doesn't look at the way we do. He wants to be as big as the NFL, and he'll never be as big as the NFL.
I honestly don't think he's looking for that, Greg. You know, he's going to have games on ESPN, ABC. He's got some major networks involved. Again, they find themselves in the same position he does, which is they need some programming. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, hockey season, NBA season is very long. You go through ups and downs there. There's not a lot of other things going on, so they figure they'd fill a void. And he's trying to cross-promote the WWE, SmackDown, and everything else they own. So for them, it may be worth it. He wouldn't do this if he didn't think it could bring some benefit.
Give you a little story about Ben. Ben was in Youngstown on Thursday, and he was in my buddy's company, and my friend was talking to Ben about the season and his hand and everything, and his elbow, and he's like, well, I'm going to play, and, you know, he was just, you know, he seemed pretty positive about it. He was talking to him.
Well, I think he's very positive, and I think, you know, you never know, and thanks, Greg, for the call. You never know about the unforeseen things that can happen. You know, he may start throwing a ball, and the next thing you know, something bad happens. I think the Steelers have to prepare for that, but at this point, they don't seem like they're going to be in the market for a veteran receiver, and that could turn out to be a mistake. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Mike in Bethel Park. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, hey, Bob. I think I agree with you. This is a downtime, long season on the other sports, and I think wasn't the last football league they ran in the summertime. This is a nice opportunity to kind of get you through the playoffs for hockey and NBA.
Plus, it's a better time to watch television because it's cold outside generally, and you know, and so people are more inclined to be watching or at least looking for something than the summertime when there are a lot of other activities that take over television.
Yeah, and I saw Andrew Luck's father's involved in this, and he seems pretty smart. And this is just entertainment, like they said. They're not trying to surpass the NFL, and I like if they could get some technology out of this league and cross it over into the NFL, that's a win. And I think it'll be just something to watch for entertainment purposes. And let's give it a shot before everyone blows it up. You know, thanks, Bob.
All right, Mike, thank you. I'll watch, but I'm not expecting great things, but I will watch. You know, I like to watch everything and just make a judgment based on that. Let's go out to Mad Hungarian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Mad.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Hey, you've had that last guy. He was a fairly normal call. You want to go back to an oblique call again? Bob, you still there?
Okay, go ahead.
Go with me here, Bob. No, okay. I want to talk about baseball. You know, we always got, there's always a chance with baseball that Freddie Lynn and Jim Rice came up in the same year. Can you imagine that? Getting two guys like that in the same year? And there's always an outside chance of, you know, some good luck or something good happening in baseball, you know. So, we don't got to hang our heads down quite yet until at least we see this team. I mean,
well, I think right now, I don't know if you're that optimistic that you would make a claim that if they had kept Marte and if they had brought in some people to augment their team and their pitching, I would have been with you, but not now, not after these, they brought in two backup catchers, and they gave away their most productive player.
I don't think that Stallings kid's so much a backup, because when he got a chance to bat, he was. I think he was showing some signs of life there, and they definitely like him as a catcher defensively.
I don't mind him as a backup, but I think like a lot of guys, the more they play, the more you will realize that his best role could be as a backup. I think sometimes you can
overexpose
people.
As a starter, who knows until we see it? I don't know.
But again, if you're if you're banking on him to be your starting catcher, you better hope it all works. If it doesn't,
we need a little. We need a little bit of hope and putty and hairpins and crazy glue and duct tape and everything.
Now you're making my point that every year, to me, you're sacrificing years. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
I don't like sacrificing years. I just don't. But the sport, and because of its economic makeup, encourages that, essentially. There are too many teams. I mean, if you saw, it's very interesting to me, the reaction to the Boston Red Sox trade with the Dodgers. Two of the top teams in terms of spending, and yet Mookie Betts just couldn't come to a deal with Boston. He wants $400 million. Okay, whatever. They ended up trading him, mostly because Boston does not like the luxury tax, from what I can tell. They don't like paying these other teams and contributing to it with giving this kind of contract. So they made a trade that, to me, was more reminiscent of a, quote, small market team, where they gave up two really good pieces right now, or at least one. Mookie Betts, arguably, is the best player in the game, can be, and David Price. And they got back a decent prospect and another prospect. But they saved money there most anything, you know, and Dodgers don't really care. The Dodgers are just going to spend whatever they have to spend. And again, my argument always has been with this, that even if the Dodgers don't win a world championship, you could pretty much pencil them in to win the division, correct? I mean, they've done it for how many years in a row now? They're always in there. Whether or not they win, best of seven's a whole different, you know, ball of wax. It really is. You have to get somewhat lucky as well in short series. But over the course of a long season, there's no question the Dodgers, the teams that have the high payroll, are going to be in a much better position than anyone who doesn't. That's just the way it goes. And baseball's okay with this, and I'm not, and I never have been, and I don't like it. And I think it leads to what we have on a regular basis at 412-928-9370. Oh, yeah, we're rounding third, heading home here, and this is the week for Pirates spring training. They open up next week, pitchers and catchers, by Wednesday. Rich Walsh at KDK-TV will be down there next week all the way into the following week. So get all your Pirate fix on KDK-TV Sports every day at 6 and 11. We'll certainly let you know how things are progressing. In the meantime, we're going out to the lines, beginning with Bob in this segment. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay. A question about the Pirates. Chris Bryant won his grievance, or lost his grievance, for that service time.
Uh-huh.
How does that affect Brian Reynolds? Was this a free year for the Pirates that they had last year?
It depends. You know, it's exactly depending on when he was called up and how that. I'm not sure the answer to that one.
So, okay, because I know they said Brian was done 2 weeks in April and came up.
Yeah,
and
so,
Brian came up on
every case
Reynolds
is different.
The 20-
but I have a feeling that, and that obviously is good news if you're looking at it from the Pirates in terms of holding on to a guy like that. So we'll see. But anything else about the Pirates? You have something here about expectations, I noticed.
No, I didn't, but I don't have any expectations.
Okay. Thanks very much, Bob.
I mean, I was glad to, I was glad they finally find somebody who could hit above the Mendoza line. So.
Yeah, you know, I thought in an effort to make 2020 a year that they can at least try to compete for a second wild card, keeping Marte would have been the best way to do that. If Polanco's healthy, like they seem to think, if he could return to form, you have Polanco, Marte, and Reynolds as your outfield, yeah. And Bell at first. You got, you know, yeah. A pretty decent infield. If you added a pitcher or two and spent some money, I don't know that that would have been a team that wouldn't have been able to at least compete for a wild card. But they're not.
Yeah, I like their order. I like their order, and Marte seemed to be more just like a salary dump because they were looking to get rid of him, no matter what they got.
Yep, all right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Bill in the car. Bottom of the board here, Billy Steinbach. What's up, Bill?
Hi, this is Bill.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when you were doing all that talk about the new football league, I mean, I'd never watch it. I have no interest. But I just wondered, what do you think of this idea if the NFL had like a little minor league for a couple months after the season to evaluate talent? You know, that might fall through the cracks. Maybe have their taxi squad on it. You know,
well, I think,
especially with them wanting to go to 17 games and cut out the preseason, that might give them an opportunity to just look at some guys.
Well, first of all, I would be shocked if they went to 17 games. And hey, listen, the XFL produced Tommy Maddox, and he hate me. Remember, he hate me. He ended up in the NFL. I forget with who. But even the AAF last year, before it frittered away, there were players who made it to the NFL, including one in Pittsburgh and Cam Kelly. But Bill, you know, I'm 17 games since you brought that up. I would be shocked if players. I know they want some certain things in negotiating, but giving up a 17th game would be hard for me to imagine. Only because they have talked about CTE, they've talked about safety, they've talked about all these things. An extra game would make that argument null and void, because now you're willing to go another game knowing that you have so many concerns about injury. And so,
I agree with you. I mean, I don't think they need a 17th game, but I'm just saying if they did, if they had a league where, say, like they had the Pittsburgh Altoona League, and they had guys that they were looking at or thinking of free agents, and they played a schedule after the season, I'd watch that. You know, if yeah. I knew these were potential Steelers.
Well, I think it's interesting to watch it to see what they offer. I don't like to make opinions on anything unless I at least watch it for a little bit, and I think that's how I have to look at that one. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. All right, 412-928-9370. That is the fan hotline. Let's go out to Victor in the South Hills. Victor, thank you for joining us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. How are you today?
Hey, good, Bob. Hey, I wondered, what's the status of Josh Dobbs, and do you think that was a bad trade? Did the Steelers still have that draft pick? I mean, he went from year before to be number two quarterback that had the running ability, to then losing it to the number three spot.
I think they used that, didn't they? I can't remember when Dobbs was. They got a fifth round pick for him, right?
Yeah, and did they use that then? Or
it may have been on the tight end Gentry. I can't remember now. I'm not thinking about last year's draft and last year when it ever happened. But if you're asking me whatever happened, he's not playing down there either. I don't think he's an answer to anything long term. Right. I would look at the situation here and. Based on what Art Rooney has said so far, they seem to be content that Roethlisberger, along with Mason Rudolph, will be their top two guys. I'm not so sure about Duck Hodges remaining or going, or if they need somebody else, I don't know. I still think they'd be better off getting some sort of veteran guy just in case Roethlisberger encounters something that he didn't expect.
Do you think if he was on the roster last year and he had the ability to come in and add some of the running ability that some of these other quarterbacks have, they could have squeaked out a couple more wins?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I just think it was. I think Josh Dobbs is what he is, and he's a guy who gets in there. I don't think he's ever going to be a starter in this league. I think he's okay for a couple of games, just like Hodges, just like any of them that go along that way. I think the longer they go, the more the league catches up to him, and I think that's going to be the challenge for Mason Rudolph now. I still have hopes that Rudolph can take the next step. That doesn't mean the Steelers may not look for another quarterback eventually. I don't know if they can do it in this draft without a first and a third round pick. Would they spend their second round pick on a quarterback? I don't know. They have too many other needs.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks.
All right, man. Thank you. Yeah. Let's go back to the lines up to the top. It's Scott in the air. What's up? Scott, actually in the car. I said in the air. Are you in a hot air balloon, Scott? I don't know what I'm reading here.
No, I'm in the car, Bob.
All right, well, good. I hope you're not. I hope you're driving safely. What's up?
Always good to talk to you, man. Hey, just getting back to baseball economics, I was reading a little bit about the Boston trade, and I guess they've been over the luxury tax a couple years in a row, and the penalty, increases exponentially if you are, and they would have had a huge penalty for the luxury tax had they stayed above it, and they wanted rid of David Price's $96 million three-year contract for some reason they gave him. So I think there was impetus behind that.
Yeah, the luxury tax did have a big role in it. I've talked to people who cover that team. They were tired of doing it, but, you know, that's the only system that... And they're tired of actually supplying money to teams like the Pirates and others, and they're not sure where that money goes.
Well, they are, Bob, and that's my point, too, because with the luxury tax system, every team should have a minimum payroll. I cannot believe the Players Union isn't filing 100 grievances every week over this, because the players are making less money. There's still... There's a countless number of free agents still available, and the Pirates don't even look at them. And they're bargain basement free agents at this point. And it's just, I don't know what they're trying to sell this year, and I don't know who's going to go. And the interest is going to wane, and my worry is my kids are not going to like baseball anymore. And there's a generation of kids like that yep. that aren't going to grow up as baseball fans and want to go to the games.
Well, I think it's, you know, what you're taking away is no winning. You can still go and watch the game and learn a lot about them. They're all major leaguers. They're all in that league. I think, by and large, guys who should be here. So I don't find it – if you're interested in baseball, if you're interested in how the game works and everything, I still think you should be interested. But as far as winning, that's the thing to me. You attract much more of the fan base in. You can make more money. Winning provides a lot of things. And I think the Pirates, you know, are making enough money where that may not be their number one goal. But I'm willing to wait to see what these new guys can do. I just, you know, everything I see makes me think that they're just kicking a can down the road again, and I don't like that.
Well, that's the perception that everyone has, Bob, and that's the perception that they're giving. The fan base is seeing that, and that's what we think. I'm a baseball fan. I'll still go when I have a chance, but I don't think they're putting enough effort into winning at the major league level, and I know you agree with that.
Totally. I believe every team should try every year to win, and I think there should be a floor. I've been long on this, Scott. I'm telling you, I've been talking about salaries, the lack of it, floor and the ceiling for a long, long, long time, decades, and it's not changing. I get it. But so why am I talking about it? Because I frustrate myself because I think it does the sport disservice. I don't think the sport's very healthy. I know a lot of the national people think I'm crazy because it is healthy. They're making all this money. But who's making all the money? Anyway, back to the lines. We got Scotty in Homewood. What's up, Scotty? How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How you doing today,
I'm good.
Sir.
What's going on with you?
I got a question for you. Several years ago, the Pirates had a fielding instructor who eventually wound up going to Florida, I think. But the Pirates were one of the best fielding teams in the league, if not the majors, at that point. Now, since then, their team fielding has taken a nosedive. What do you think about them emphasizing fielding, considering the lack of pitching? Errors don't help matters. But
yeah,
I think they really.
But I think that's every team wants to have good fielding, and their problems go well
but
beyond
that. The Pirates
that.
Had it there. The Pirates had it.
It doesn't make a difference though. They're not going to win because they're not going to win a championship based on that and that alone. They need talent. Talent wins. It always does. Every sport.
Okay. Well, I just thought if they put a little more emphasis on fielding percentages. That would save quite a few runs over the course of the season.
Well, and no doubt it does. But, again, that's just one of the things. They got a lot of other things to worry about. Thanks, Scotty. Let's squeeze in Lou in Neville Island. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Hey, in some ways, this was supposed to be the Pirates' year with all their young players. You got Newman. You got Bell. You got the pitcher. Excuse my name right now. Cole Tucker. We've been waiting for all these guys, and they're here. You had $50 million worth of veterans to this payroll, and it'd be an exciting year. They'd sell a ton of tickets. Maybe they do something, maybe they don't. And at the trade deadline, you can shed Marte, Polanco, Bell. You didn't have to do this if you didn't get what you were wanting. And Major League Baseball is a major problem. They're going to have empty stadiums all over the place. And the Astros scandal, it hasn't even begun to erupt. Wait till they go to play in Yankee Stadium. This thing is just getting started. Whether they go to spring training, have to answer questions every day. A huge article in the Wall Street Journal about it. Major League Baseball is about to blow up in Manfred's face. He thought he could tamp this down like Goodell did with Spygate. Not going to happen. It's just beginning. And then you add that to all the fans who are sick of their teams not spending money. If you're not in the top half of the payroll, you can't win the World Series. 25 of the last 26 teams have been in the top half of payroll, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Well, I agree. So you said it well, and that's going to be the final word today. Thank everyone out there who called and got through. Thank you for tweeting. Appreciate it. We do it every Saturday, 11 to 1. I'll be on Monday with Cook and Joe at the normal time, 10 until 2. In the meantime, I want to thank our sponsors as well. Allegheny Health Network, health for all. Always appreciate the good work being done there by AHN. PNC Bank, make today the day. Number one Cochran, go one better at number one Cochran. Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, they got your bag, not your wallet. Ireland Contracting. Visit IrelandContracting.com.